I have considered radioactive spiders and kryptonite.
It's all superhero stuff, right?
It's not the usual superhero story that's causing long lines and selling out theaters this weekend. Just ask UW Superior Senior Nikki Bohr. She's been obsessed with the release of this movie since June.
It mixes all of the different things that people love about books. It's got romance, it's got drama, it's got action. And then, you know, as far as teenage girls go, we're always suckers for a good romance.
The story follows the forlorn romance of one regular human girl and one superhuman vampire. Madison Capital Times entertainment reporter Kajusa Cesar hasn't read the books or seen the movie, but she understands why the story is so appealing among Twilight teen fans or tweens.
I totally get it. There's something very appealing for teenage girls, that darker side of vampires. And I think that a lot of books for teens don't really recognize what a dark time the teenage years are.
Bohr says she's nervous about Twilight's jump from book to silver screen.
The books and the movie, I'm trying to see them as separate entities. Otherwise, I think I'm going to be slightly disappointed. But I love Rob, and I love what I've seen of the previews and trailers, so I'm excited to see if he can do Edward justice.
If you were smart, you'd stay away from me.
The trend nationwide seems to say girls won't be able to avoid seeing their favorite Twilight characters in theaters this weekend. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.